the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
You want to know the truth? It's inappropriate, untrue. It's not nice. It's not nice, and I don't deserve that.
Phil Gray, it's time for another hour of great 60s underground rock music, garage rock, garage punk, proto punk, freak beat, psychedelia. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 405. And we got it underway with a track from a band called The Magic Herbs on Kirsten Records, a 1966 45 from this band called They'll Come the Day. What makes this band, The Magic Herbs, unique is that all the members were from the local school for the blind in Marburg, Germany. Very cool track from the Magic Herbs. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, we've got the show underway with an obscurity, and this episode is packed with obscurities, tracks never played here on Retrospect before. So let's get into them. Here is a set of tracks out of the States, getting it underway with one from Houston, Texas, Chaz and the Classics. One of two 45s they released. This one is from 1967. This is Girl of the 13th Hour.
Yeah. only fair you try to hide those tears from your eyes. Cause when you look at me that way, I wanna change my mind and stay. No use to keep on trying.
I think it's time we better go our separate ways, girl.
You know we're only lying. You know it's not the same. Our love is just a name. Ooh, ah, ooh.
More great 60s garage punk. Slices of obscure US garage. Chaz and the Classics, top of the set, Girl of the 13th Hour. Then we had the Five Bucks. Formed 1965 at the University of Michigan, two of the band members met at a piano in their dorm lounge and started playing. A couple more members grabbed their guitars and the band was formed. The Five Bucks, a track called No Use in Trying, and then from Philadelphia, an acetate demo from Adam and the Evils from 1966. The band associated with another Pennsylvanian band called the Nomads. In fact, the B-side of this acetate had a cover of the Nomads track Point 5. Adam and the Evils with Don't Wait Until the Sun Goes Down.
Wild, flagrant abuses of the God-given gift of sex.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. We have a picture and information about this next band up on our Instagram and Facebook. They are called The Morlocks. Several bands have existed with this name. This Morlocks, MOR-LOKS, from Fort Lauderdale. A Decca 45 from April 1966. This is the A-side, What My Baby Wants.
What my baby wants more than any other thing. My baby said she wants a little diamond ring. Oh, she is mine. Yeah, she's so fine. And if she takes a walk downtown, she'll show her diamond ring all around. What my baby wants next to that little diamond ring, my baby wants me to grow up to be a king. That'd be so right. Yeah, without it.
gonna try so hard to please until the day I die. Let me tell you about my baby. She gives me more than I really deserve. And I take an awful lot from my girl, cause I got a lot of money. And she's just as happy as could possibly be. Spend the rest of her life married to me. Now listen, everyone, you all heard what I said. My baby says she wants a crown upon her head. Cause she's too much. Yeah, look, but don't you touch. You surely won't believe your eyes when my girl passes by your window.
Record shops have turned into glossy cathedrals. See how the assistants have become church warden. To every worshipper, a stall. Then down past a mosaic of shining record covers to join the mysterious ritual.
You to be true. I pity the fool.
Michael in Memphis, Tennessee, and I cannot wait each week to listen to Phil Gray and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Oh, yeah. Phil Gray's retrospect.
Set of five tracks there, starting off with the Morlocks out of Fort Lauderdale. In fact, there were two distinct lineups of that band, the Morlocks. The original lineup had been known as the Impressions Five. Then by 1966, another lineup existed, signed up to Decca in February 1966, and it's the second lineup of the Morlocks that had that track, What My Baby Wants. Then we had the Manish Boys, picture and information up on our Instagram and Facebook about them as well. The Manish Boys, most notable for the inclusion of one David Bowie. Following his stint with the King Bees, he joined the Manish Boys. This was in Maidstone, moved to London 1964, recorded just one single, I Pity the Fool. That's the A-side, that's the track we had. The B-side, Take My Tip, that was a March 65 release produced by Shel Tamy, who was dealing with the Kinks and the Who at the time. So the Manish Boys, I Pity the Fool, out of the UK. Then from Tyler, Texas, Mouse and the Tracks, numerous singles from them from 65 to 69. I think they're best known for that track, A Public Execution, which is a great track. Mouse and the Traps, I'm a Man. Then we had the Barks with I'm a Little Boy off their Out of the Barks album of 1968. Sort of psych, moody, garagey material. Private pressing of just 150 copies. One of the rarest 60s garage rock albums ever. So Five Kids from Chicago. Existed for 3 years, performing mainly at school dances, teen clubs, and the like. And following them, The Highballs. Cover of The Who's I'm a Boy from 1966. I think this is an English band. I can't find any information about them. But three interesting tracks. Mouse and the Traps, I'm a Man. The Barks, I'm a Little Boy. And The Highballs, I'm a Boy. Dangerously close to another pretty naff retrospect theme episode. But we've got Global Garage straight after this.
Retrospect. The ultimate in high fidelity listening.
Well, here's a band that formed after the disintegration of Los Angeles Azules de Matamoros. Two of the former members joined two brothers from Reynosa, forming this band, Los Yaqui. So formed 1964. Originally, they spelt their name Los Yaqui, Yaqui Y-A-Q-U-I, changing it to Y-A-K-I. The big break came in 1966 with a cover version of the Beatles' Help. And that reflected the influence of the English invasion bands in that part of the world, Mexico. So this is Los Yaqui, Nadie Como Yo, cover of the Human Beings track, Nobody But Me.
Sabrán que nadie ha bailado así,
bailado así.
Al verme a mí bailar, sabrán que nadie ha bailado así,
bailado así.
Ya de decir que no hay nadie que haya bailado así. Yo sé muy bien que no hay nadie,
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 no hay nadie.
Nadie ha bailado el
shake
como yo, nadie ha bailado el
boogaloo
como yo, nadie ha bailado el
rock
como yo.
I've been disappointed with some others. Mexico was worse. It's terrible.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Esas cositas me hacen sentirme bien. Ven, te voy a enseñar mi forma de amar. Sé que te va a gustar. Ven, mujer, yo sé que es verdad. Un poquito de mí, un poquito de ti. Yo tenga siempre de ti será. Solo nunca me dejes porque me harás llorar. Ven, te voy a enseñar mi forma de amar. Sé que te va a gustar. Ven, mujer, yo sé que es verdad. Un poquito de mí, un poquito de ti.
Than ever before.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. That's three slices from Latin America. Los Yaqui, top of the set, with their cover of The Human Beings, Nobody But Me. Then another track from Los Tijuana 5, we had them in last week's episode. Another cover version, of course, The Monkees, A Little Bit You, A Little Bit Me, titled Un Poco De Mi Un Poco De Ti. Excuse my mangled Spanish. Los Tijuana 5, out of Mexico, on Pickwick Records, LP, from 1967. Then thirdly in the set from Peru, Los Golden Stars. Now, this band had originally been known as Los Golden Boys, changed their name to Los Golden Stars, included members of a band called the Dakotas. So out of Peru, Los Golden Stars with Pasto Verde. We're heading to Europe straight after this.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Well, here's a band out of Italy, a 7-inch 45 from IPM Records. The band is called I Liars, or The Liars. This is Estremo Oriente.
Giallo può dilagar giovani alleati su combattete anche per noi anche da noi questa gente che giudica non lo sa (totipo)
fare figli in quantità. E farli pesare sull'umanità. Il riso non ci piace, non lo vogliamo coltivare. Per fortuna i Marines lottano già.
Of the Royal Hangman, straight out of Zurich, Switzerland. And Phil, we just love the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, the number one source for a weekly dose of 60s underground greatness and psychedelia. Cheers, mate!
Be your loving man. smash those crummy records. Get rid of the Beatles and the Herman's Hermits and the rest of that crowd.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Track from Switzerland by a band called Bad Generation. A track called Heartbeat on Cobra Records. Before them, The Thunders. 1965 release, 7-inch 45 from the Netherlands, a label called Omega Records. The Thunders with Take Me The Way I Am, and topping that set out of Italy, I Liars, Estremo Oriente. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more. Here's a band out of New York City, brainchild of two successful songwriters, Billy Barberis and Bobby Weinstein. 1966-45, from the band they formed called The New Order. The track scored You Got Me High appeared on a Psychotic Reactions compilation and was covered by a band called The Science Poption in 1966. The New Order, You've Got Me High.
Wanna make me lose my mind? Turn me on a your kiss one more time. Girl, you sure know how to please me, don't you? You
I feel that the rottenest music that's ever come out of the pit of hell is rock and roll.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. From a band out of Hatfield in the UK, very mod R&B sound, from The Favourite Sons. That Driving Beat is the name of the track, May 1966. That one can be found on the compilation That Driving Beat, UK Freak Beat, Volume 1. That takes us to the end of this week's Retrospect. Don't forget those back episodes are available. Don't forget you can still get Retrospect episodes on Spotify. Long may that continue. And of course, your feedback is always welcome. Facebook, search for Retrospect Garage Punk. Instagram, search for Retrospect Garage Punk. And the track listings for all these episodes are put up with links to the podcast as well. So lots of ways to get hold of the show and lots of ways to get hold of me. Love getting your feedback. Love hearing from Retrospect listeners from around the world. Hello to people that have got in touch with me in the last couple of weeks. Great to hear from you. So we're going to leave you with an instrumental. This one is a B-side from a 1964 single by The Exports. It is called Seat Belts Please. So these guys out of the States. And a wrapping Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 405. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram.
And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It was not a great job.